Listen to KSL for the new and traditional content you've always loved. There's the new Inside Sources, expanded from 9 to noon, and new expanded news coverage with Maria Chaleos on midday, noon to 3. And of course, the news and weather from voices you love, mornings and afternoons. Here are new traditions and the familiar ones on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in, Cougar Sports Saturday, March Madness edition. We've been getting you ready for BYU and Wisconsin, two top 20 teams battling it out at Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado. I think the fan base is going to be hyped for this one, Mitch. I flew in this morning very early from Salt Lake to Denver. A lot of blue on that flight. I think a lot of people were like me, which is get the monkey off the back in the first round, and then we're going to go all in and support. I think it's going to be a big turnout for BYU. You know, gosh, it's coming up in, what, less than 3 hours now, about 3 hours from now. So it's on the doorstep. And the game, I was telling a family member the other day, there hasn't been a meaningful game to this magnitude in 14, 15 years. It's been a long time since BYU has had – this opportunity in front of them. Kevin Young, who we had on earlier, has done a remarkable job in his first year getting them to this point. And now there's a great opportunity to get to the Sweet 16. This is a winnable game. You look ahead, if Alabama gets there to the next round, they did not look great. There's a lot of opportunity that lays ahead for this BYU team. It's an exciting matchup.
And I think also, too, and it's not – the main storyline, but I think it also helps with this whole national narrative of, oh, it's just the Power Two. This is Big 12, Big 10, knock off a Big 10 team, because we're hearing this narrative, oh, the Big 10 and SEC combined for 16 teams.
SEC's been mediocre in the tournament.
SEC just had to show up to get eight teams. They had 14 teams in the field. Oh, great. You had eight teams in the round of 32. You had six that lost.
Right.
Big 12 did a nice job going 6-1, and no one seems to be talking about it. So, like, I know that's not the main storyline, and Kevin Young probably doesn't care about that. But even he has got a little bit of conference pride. He's pointed out to that as of late that he's hoping to see some of these Big 12 teams pull through in the big dance. So I just think it's a huge opportunity. And, again, like, you just look at what this could signal for BYU basketball next year, you know, and just the years to come with Kevin Young. Like, this is year one. And this is maybe the group that I don't say it's going to be the least talented Kevin Young team, but I mean, I just feel like he's going to continue to go up with the level of talent in the program. It's only going to continue and improve, and then you pair it up with the player development. What an opportunity in his first season to have a chance to get to the Sweet 16, and it's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, Wisconsin is a really good team, and they're balanced across the board. They feel confident in their depth, too. They go eight deep, not as deep as BYU that still goes, you know, 10 or 11 deep, which is interesting in March Madness. But Wisconsin's comfortable with their eight-man rotation, and they got some unexpected performances against Montana that came off the bench and played well for the Badgers. So this is going to be a really good game, and it's time to, I guess, put up or shut up and give our score predictions here for BYU and Wisconsin. How do you see this game playing out, Matt?
Well, you said a few things there that I disagreed with, Mitch. I think Wisconsin is a good team, but I think they are overrated. I think
really,
I do. You look at the stats across the board, Mitch. BYU has a better scoring offense. Now, these are slight margins. I'm not saying there's a wide gap, but BYU has a better scoring margin by 1 point. They have better field goal percentage on the season by 3 percentage points. 3 percentage points better from the three-point line. BYU out-rebounding Wisconsin on average. You go down the board statistically, BYU is better in nearly every category. And I just think, to your point on the narrative with the freaking Big Ten and SEC, I think some of these Big Ten and SEC teams are getting overinflated, and I think Wisconsin is one of them. I think they are ripe to fall, and I don't even think it's going to be that close. I have BYU 84, Wisconsin 75.
Wow, that would be epic to see BYU do that. That would be impressive stuff. Look, I think this score that I've got predicted to would be epic stuff as well. I got BYU winning as well. 86-83. I do think Wisconsin's offense is pretty good. I dove in and watched the Wisconsin-Arizona game. I remember watching that one live on Peacock back in November, and I was blown away to think, how in the world is this happening where Wisconsin's got a 100-point performance? Because to your point earlier, we grew up watching, you know, Bo Ryan, Dick Bennett, where they're just, you know, 49-47 Big Ten game. They were a lot better with Kaminsky when they got to the national title offensively, but I'm not used to seeing high-powered Wisconsin offenses. And watching them courtside against Montana, I also thought, you know, there were stretches where they didn't play great in the first half, but then they pulled away comfortably, and they had some pretty efficient shooting. So I do think that BYU physically matches up well, and I love the fact, too, that going into the NCAA tournament, I don't look at teams, and look, it's different watching them in person, but I don't feel like BYU is outclassed in athleticism. I think in years past, BYU would go into March Madness, and you felt like, oh, man, they match up against
like
them.
Like in that 2021 game where UCLA looked like they were on a different level.
Yeah, and or even years back when it was Texas A&M and DeAndre Jordan and Josh Carter, and you're just thinking, oh, man, like if BYU had that level of athleticism, what could they be? Well, they've got explosive athletes. I'm telling you, when people courtside saw Cabe Akita's near dunk, they were – I was blown. I was like, folks, I see this every day. But I was like, oh, my gosh, Kata almost did that. Are you kidding me? People courtside were just blown away by that attempt where he got fouled. So BYU's got good athletes. And I think that's exciting, too, going into these matchups, is that they're not outclassed on the talent front. They're not outclassed on the athleticism front. So I think this is going to be a good game. And I think BYU gets it done, man. I think there's some good vibes around this team. And look, they're an underdog. BYU's been great as an underdog this year. Arizona, Iowa State come to mind. They've done a nice job in that underdog spot. Well, I'm curious to see what jerseys they wear today. They've kind of worn the black jerseys as a good luck thing, but maybe that goes out the door after the way they played against Houston and Kansas City. We'll see, but I'm just excited to see this game, and I think BYU comes out on top, 86-83.
I'm with you. I think they get the win. This team has a lot going for them. I'm also curious to see how Kevin Young attacks them as well, because I thought that was brilliant in the VCU win to just sort of abandon the three and just pound the paint. He'll have something up his sleeves. This coaching staff is elite. It's going to be a lot of fun. And look, win or loss, even if you lose, BYU is back to where I think everyone's expectations are. Get to the tournament, win a game, build towards something. That's where BYU is, and that's a great place to be.
This is better than typically what BYU has ever been.
You're right.
I mean, honestly, these moments, talking on the Saturday of the NCAA tournament, playing a game, that BYU doesn't live in
this. We haven't done this in our entire career in Cougar Sports.
No, BYU doesn't live in this space, Matt. These opportunities are few and far between, but I feel like Kevin Young gives you the confidence that this is going to become more the norm. And I think that's what's exciting, is that in year one, they broke through. And they said, you know what, we don't care about what the past has been. This is a new BYU. No more getting punked. We're doing the punking, as he likes to say. It's a new BYU. And I just think that that's exciting. And let's see that new BYU unleashed here in the round of 32 against Wisconsin with a chance to go to the Sweet 16. And oh, by the way, you got to think Jimmer Fredette's going to be in the stands again. And when he's in the building, as Mark Durant told me at Ball Arena, I feel better about life when he's around. And I'm with you, Mark. BYU gets it done. They're going to the Sweet 16. We'll have you covered on KSLSports.com. We will talk to you on Monday to recap how it plays out on Cougar Nation. We'll be taking your phone calls from 6 to 7 here on the Legacy Home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Listen to KSL for the new and traditional content you've always loved. There's the new Inside Sources, expanded from 9 to noon, and new expanded news coverage with Maria Chaleos on midday, noon to 3. And, of course, the news and weather from voices you love, mornings and afternoons. Here are new traditions and the familiar ones on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.